collaborative
experimentation,
the next idea.
We need a participation revolution, and we need it fast.
How do you help a preschooler succeed in school when his or her parents are immigrants? They may not even speak English. The answer, you help the kids succeed by coaching the parents, by guiding parent and child. An innovative program in Dearborn and Detroit is doing exactly that with great success. The Arab Community Center for Economic and Social Services, ACCESS, put together a team of educators and social workers, and they developed a way to get recent immigrant families ready for school, parents and preschoolers. They call the program Parent and Child Interactive Learning, PICL for short. Amanda Morgan helped to develop this program, and she's now on the faculty of the School of Social Work at Michigan State University. Welcome, Amanda.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. And Thoraya Al-Hagam is one of the parents who has been part of the PICL program. She immigrated from Yemen to Michigan 7 years ago. Thank you so much for joining us today, Thoraya.
Thank you.
Amanda, what was the problem that you were trying to solve in developing this program?
In Detroit, we noticed that there were high rates of illiteracy among adults, and the children that were entering kindergarten all over Detroit were not ready for school. They were not ready to perform academically. They were not ready socially and emotionally. And this was particularly challenging for high immigrant population communities. There were many school readiness programs out there and approaches and some two-generation programs out there, but what ACCESS aimed to do was to look at the unique challenges that faced immigrant communities and build a program from the ground up that was two-generation, that incorporated the parents' learning with the children and teaching the parents how to become their child's first teacher in the home, empowering the parents to learn themselves and teach their children how to get ready for school.
This closes a big, big gap, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really helps the parents build their skills so that they can go on with their education, they can get jobs, they can, you know, provide for their families and build stable environments for their kids to continue learning, not just to get ready for school that initial year, but to really continue on with their academic success. We know that one of the largest predictors of a child's academic success is the reading level of their mother. So when we are working with these parents, ACCESS has been providing English as a second language classes for parents in the community for over 20 years. And we're seeing that, you know, when you empower these parents, you're creating this environment and this family for these kids. So when you teach them how to be the teachers for their children and you give them these strategies and then you coach them and mentor them to get their children ready for school, you're not just working with their kid in this bubble. You're really giving the parents the skills and abilities to do that for this child and any future children to come.
How did you construct the program? What does it look like? And how do you get to the families?
Kind of the traditional approach for a school readiness program is to bring the kids into a preschool setting and work with them. Some of the newer school readiness programs is to incorporate this two-generation approach of bringing in the parents. But even those two-generation approaches that we looked at, those mainstream approaches, were just too fast-paced. The vocabulary is too difficult for a population who doesn't have high English language skills. There's just not enough time. There's not enough mentoring and coaching. Those were really things that we took a look at. We made sure that the program had three key elements. One, teaching the parents the content. So making sure that the parents did know the English alphabet. They did know the shapes and the colors themselves. They knew how to pronounce them correctly and draw them and identify them. They knew what the words trace and match meant and how to use them correctly, and allowing them time to practice that content and those strategies, mentoring and coaching the parents. So the parents learn that content separately from their children. They're given that time. And then we bring the parents and children together and we give them interactive activities with that content to do together. During that time that they're practicing those strategies, we have teachers in the classroom that are coaching and mentoring those parents the entire time, building awareness with those parents around what does it mean to be ready for school? What does it mean when we say children should start learning from birth? How do children develop? How do their brains develop? How do they develop physically? What are some things they should be doing? So all three of those key elements were built into the program from the very beginning.
Is it over a long period of time?
It's pretty concentrated. It's a 10-week course. You know, we can't fit everything in. You have from 0 to 5 to get your kid ready for school, really. We know that it's not realistic that parents are going to bring their kid to our program for 5 years. But in that 10-week session, our focus is really teaching parents how to do these things at home. We're teaching them the strategies and empowering them to be able to do these things, but really to take those things and do them at home and not teaching them with these expensive materials and things that they're not going to have access to. Really teaching them with things that they can do in their home. So teaching them how to teach a rectangle by pointing out a cereal box, or that the door looks like a rectangle, and so that when they leave, they're able to continue this after they leave the program.
Let me turn now to Thoraya Al-Hagam. As you were in this program, Thoraya, what did you like about it?
I liked it a lot because it gave me confidence, helped me teach my kids, to teach them how to be ready for school.
What kinds of things would you do in the classes with them?
We do a lot of things like reading, coloring, matching and stuff, shapes sometimes, a lot of things.
And are you doing things with your children now that you weren't doing before Pickle?
Yeah, we're doing a lot like rhyming inside the house, getting the same word have same ending. Sometimes counting the stairs, counting the doors inside the house. A lot of fun things we're doing that right now. It's more fun to us to learn, fun to me and fun my kids to be with together, learning more and more for school.
Thoraya, how old are your children?
I have 6 and 5 now. He turned 5 like months ago.
And they're in class now. How are they doing in school? What level are they at and how are they doing?
The first one, kindergarten. The other one, pre-kindergarten. Both of them same lover, but they're doing great. The kindergarten one start reading. The under one, he start holding pen, writing letters, draw. Before he doesn't like even hold the pen. Now he's doing better.
And how about you, Thoraya? How did this process and this program, how did it change you?
It gave me the confidence. It helped me to understand children better, helped me to have the confidence to teach my kids. And if I don't know how to help them, I have the resource to ask, to know how to do with them if I have a problem or something I couldn't do with them.
Amanda Morgan, over the years, the 4 years that this program has been going on at Access, have you seen this program impact ways that recent immigrants begin to feel more at ease, maybe a greater sense of belonging to their new home in Michigan?
Yeah, we have the program located in a Detroit public school, and it's located right in their neighborhood. We try to encourage the parents to be involved with the school, to go to parent meetings at the school, to be involved with the teachers and the administrators. We send staff to parent-teacher conferences to translate for the parents. We go over differences between American school systems and school systems in their home country, and we've just seen a huge, significant difference with their comfort level, between interacting with the schools. It's very different. Everything is very different from where they come from. And so just the comfort level of them with the school systems, and the parents are in English as a second language classes as a part of this program, and their comfort level going into the community, going to banks and to grocery stores and feeling empowered to get their driver's license and become U.S. citizens, and just the empowerment that they get from this program and the confidence that they receive just all around, but especially as a part of helping their children and being involved in their education is significant.
Is this a program that you think could be translatable to really any immigrant in any community in our state?
Yes, and I think not just our state, but country. Primarily, our population that we worked with were Arabic and Latino Spanish-speaking students, but we were very intentional from the beginning that we wanted the program to be applicable to all immigrants. We made sure that we built it in a way that it could be used for a diverse group of people. We made sure that the structure, that the time built in to learn and practice, that the content, the way that it was taught, that it was taught for English language learners, everything was done very intentionally so that it could be replicated with a variety of other immigrant populations. And that's what, moving forward, that's what we hope to do. We just published a book on the program, and we hope that we're able to take that book and replicate it in other communities across the country.
And that new book is called Access to School. So tell us, how can people learn more about the program or perhaps get that book?
It's available on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and they can also visit our website, accesscommunity.org, to learn more.
Amanda Morgan helped to develop the PICL program, Parent and Child Interactive Learning Program with Access in Dearborn. And Thuraya Al-Hagam is a mother of two. She took part in the program with her two children after emigrating from Yemen to Michigan. We want to thank both of you for being with us today on The Next Idea. It was great to have you.
Thank you so much.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.